Hey girl, hey, and thanks for dropping in to the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast. Candid convo for the girl needing a lifestyle plot twist when she's deciding if it's time to switch, pivot, or quit. I'm Ayana Angel, a former sports entertainment publicist in New York City, turned traditionally published author with Simon & Schuster, who quit my old life to write a book, live in London for a bit, and explore my dreams to find my happiness and fulfillment. I'm here to help encourage and guide you through your plot twist years as your chief encourager and host of the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes if you have enjoyed listening to this podcast so far, and check out switchpivotorquit.com for even more personal and professional development resources. But for now, just sit back, open your mind, and enjoy the show. Today, I come to you to go over and to share with you 10 things you can do now to mix up your life. So we're going to go over this because I feel like a lot of times we get stuck and some of us get stagnant and we just feel like complacent in life and we're like, ooh, I don't really know what to do to shake things up. I don't really know what to do to mix things up. So maybe I need to do something, but I don't know what it is. Okay, I created this list, which I think will be helpful for you. If it is, feel free to drop me a line. Let me know. If it's not, keep thoughts to yourself. Just kidding. No, tell me either way. The first thing is wake up at least an hour earlier each day to allow yourself time to focus on you, okay? Now, the reason why I say wake up at least an hour earlier, it could be 2 hours if you want to, 3 hours, whatever, but wake up earlier than your normal time that you usually wake up to get dressed and everything, to allow yourself some alone time, to allow yourself some quiet time. If you're a person that meditates, to allow yourself to get into that moment and meditate. If you're a person that likes to read, you want to read something uplifting, just give yourself some time to just be, okay? And I don't mean wake up an hour early and sit there half asleep and whatever. Wake up an hour early committed to it. Wake up an hour early ready to get your day started, ready to be productive, ready to be positive about the day, ready to take on the day. So you wake up an hour early just to get your mind right and get your good vibes going, okay? Get your good vibes going. So Ebony and Pink Pearls says she wakes up at 4:30 a.m. to have her quiet time, totally necessary. And you'd be surprised how much clarity you find in that time, how much you can get done if you're a person that wants to work on projects or think side projects or side hustle before work. You'll be surprised how much time it will feel like you've added to your day when you wake up early like that. I'll actually share with you guys something that happened to me this morning. So last night, as I was on my way trying to go to bed, I just had this idea and I was like, this is what I need to do. This is what it needs to be called. This is how I need to execute it. And everything just started flowing. So like for a week now, I've been trying to push out this content, but the key there is I've been trying and it just hasn't been working. It hasn't been flowing. I haven't been able to get in the groove. I haven't been able to really get started on it like I need to, right? So last night it was just like, it was in my quiet moments on my way to sleep. I was actually saying my prayers and it just sort of like came to me. And then I just was on my phone in the notes section writing things down. It was ideas, it was questions, it was all of these things related to what I wanted to sort of get out there and put out. And it came in a way that I didn't expect it to come before, because I thought I had already had a clear direction for it, but this direction was even clearer and the motivation was behind it to just really get started. So this morning, in my moments of quiet time, I actually just started writing. I just started writing. I let it flow. That wasn't the time designated for me to write. It wasn't the time that I wanted to write, but it just felt right. The words were coming out, so I did it, okay? So you never know. If you're creative, you never know what can happen in that silent time where you're just allowing yourself to sort of be. The next one is go for a silent, okay? No music or distractions. That means no being on the phone, no calling somebody, nothing like that. Go for a silent 10-minute walk for at least 5 days straight. The reason why I say silent is because sometimes we go for a walk and we go for a walk for clarity, but then we hop on the phone, we're checking Instagram or social media, we're listening to a podcast, or we're listening to a YouTube, or we're listening to some music or something. It's very, very important to have this alone time, this me time for yourself. You know why? Because it gives you that clarity once again. Some people are out, they're actually afraid of their alone time and afraid of their own thoughts. And sometimes you need to be able to sit with those thoughts to hear what your mind, your spirit, your body is really telling you, okay? You need to be able to understand and get in tune with those things. And if you never give yourself the opportunity and never give yourself a chance to be in tune with those things, then you find yourself just going and never really understanding, never really having clarity of what's going on around you. You're just being in it, okay? You don't want to just continuously be in it. Sometimes you want to take a step back. You want to be able to observe. You want to be able to take things in. You don't have to internalize everything, but some things you want to be able to internalize. Some things you want to be able to analyze. Some things you want to be able to understand better. So taking this 10-minute walk, golden. Try it for 5 days on repeat, let's say. Try it for 5 days because I feel like once you push yourself past those 5 days and once you sort of get into that groove, you'll actually find yourself looking forward to it. Okay, the third thing, moving on to our list, our 10 things you can do now to mix up your life. The third thing is give yourself a deadline of 1 week to finish the book that you've been putting off. We all have all of these books that we want to read, all of these things that we want to do, and sometimes life just gets in the way, life gets overwhelming, and we forget to do them. We forget to read the books, we put it down, we have every intention of going back to it, but give yourself a deadline. Tell yourself you have 1 week to finish this book. See what it does for you. Whether it's a fiction book, whether it's a non-fiction book, it could be self-help, it could be career, it could be lifestyle, whatever the book is, give yourself a week to finish that book. Because when you give yourself a week to finish that book, now you know you're holding yourself accountable, right? And that's a big part of what we deal with day to day, is being accountable for things, holding ourselves accountable, and actually having intention behind things. And we've talked about intention before on IG stories. So having the intention to finish that book within a week, you'll feel excellent once you do it, okay? So the fourth thing is, this one you might not be able to do right away, but definitely try to work it in. Book yourself a hotel room. Grab a must-read book, magazine, whatever you feel like you need to dig into, a bottle of wine, and get ready for a staycation for one. This is not the trip where you invite your boo. This is not the situation where you have to go somewhere far out. You can book a room somewhere close to you. You can book a room right down the street if you want to. It's all about a staycation for one. It's all about giving yourself and allowing yourself that time to sort of back out of all the responsibilities that you have, or I should say not back out of, but back away from all the responsibilities you have, all the things that stress you out day to day, all the things that you have to worry about, talk to people about, all of that. It's your chance to kind of step away, get centered with you, and really just get into what's going on with you, okay? So that one is totally grown woman, and I suggest you do it. The next one is rent a car and go for a solo drive. If you'll notice, a lot of this has you being alone. That's no coincidence. There's a theme to this. You're getting to the core of you. You're understanding you. You're allowing you to be with you, okay? That's what a lot of us need. We don't know we need it until we get it and we start having this clarity and we start having these revelations and we start understanding things better. And then we're like, okay, yes, it's working. It's working. I see why. So rent yourself a car and go for a solo drive. The reason why I say rent yourself a car is because it's automatically requiring you to take action to do this. You're not going to just be able to say, oh, I'll go for that solo drive tomorrow and then never do it, right? You'll have that reservation, you'll rent yourself a car, and you'll be out of your comfort zone because you won't be in your normal ride, okay? You'll be in an unfamiliar vehicle, and then you'll be hopefully maybe even going to an unfamiliar place. Now, if you do this, definitely go during the daytime. I'm not trying to set anybody up for the twist to get yourself like on the next episode of 48 Hours Mystery or Unsolved Mysteries or whatever else, okay? Make sure you're smart about it. But rent yourself a car and go for a solo drive. I mean, you can get your jams, you can get a good podcast, whatever you want to incorporate into the mix to make you get into it, to make you feel it, to make you vibe out, okay? The next one is make a list of things that you are good at, okay? Your strengths, okay? Then post it where you can see it daily. That is key. That's excellent right there, because now you're tapping into what makes you you. You're understanding what makes you you. Sometimes we hate to create these lists of our own excellence and really understand what makes us great and what makes us us. Sometimes it's like, oh, that's the last thing I want to do, because it feels like a chore. Sometimes it feels like a task. But I guarantee you, in those moments where you're doubting yourself, where life gets a little bit hard, where you're like, what the heck am I doing? What's next? When you look at that list, you'll feel so good. You'll be glad that you made that list. It'll remind you of all the things that make you great. It'll help you to understand where you're going. It'll help you to understand where you've been. You just sometimes need that little extra boost to say, yes, I'm me, I'm dope as hell, and I got this, okay? Sometimes you need that. Okay, the next one is, this one is so key. I definitely tapped into this one when, and I still tap into this one when I feel like I just really need to mix it up. Enroll in an artistically expressive class. That can be anything. An artistically expressive class can be anything from writing, a creative writing class, poetry, whatever. It could be pottery making. It could be candle making. It could be doing the wine and painting. Whatever it is that will make you feel creatively inclined, enroll in a class like that. It could be a one-time class. It could be two times a week for the next month type of class. But the key is to get yourself started, to get yourself out there, to get yourself in some action. And Groupon definitely tends to have a lot of good deals on classes like this. They're always looking for people to drop into these types of classes, all these small businesses and stuff. So I'm sure your presence will be welcome. And there's a couple things that can come from that. You can meet some great new people. You can be exposed to some talents you didn't even know you had. Or you can just straight up have a good time. Just trying. Sometimes you just have a good time just trying. You don't have to put these expectations on yourself. You don't have to go enroll in this creative class where you think you're gonna be the next great Basquiat. Like, that's not what you're doing it for. You're doing it to expose yourself, to expand your mind, to basically welcome in other things, to take action in your life, to just put yourself out there in ways that could potentially make you uncomfortable, but could potentially help you grow and be just a good learning or feel good experience for yourself, okay? The next one is volunteer at a local charity that catches your interest. A lot of us, sometimes we have things that we want to do and ways that we want to give back, but we don't really know where to start. So sometimes you just, even if there is no way for you to be involved in the organization that can help you, just get out there and put yourself out there and say, okay, what have I been wanting to do? Have I been wanting to feed the homeless? Have I been wanting to work with the youth? Have I been wanting to read to the youth? Have I been wanting to help with a Girls for Prom type of charity program? What have I been wanting to do? What calls to me? What speaks to me? And this is also helping you to understand you and what drives you, what motivates you, what pushes you. So go find you a charity that you can volunteer with and get involved. You don't have to commit yourself to an extreme amount of time. Just getting involved will make you feel so good. And sometimes I know, like, before I go and do charity work, I'm like, oh, I don't feel like it, especially if it's like early in the morning. But after I do it, I'm always so grateful that I did it, so grateful for the experience, and I'm just happy. There's a joy that you can't really describe and you can't really explain once you give back and once you do things for other people. Like, it, that joy is just there and it carries with you for days sometimes. Even so, you don't want to miss out on that. And the next one is write a kind, feel-good note or multiple notes to all of your closest friends and then mail them to them, okay? So now we're talking about handwritten. Now we're talking about going to the local craft store or whatever you wanna do, or just getting a white sheet of paper or a lined sheet of paper and writing a note to your friends. Writing a note to the people that mean something to you, writing a note to the people that support you. Just let them know that you see them, you appreciate them. Whatever your relationship is with that person, tap into that. If it's someone who's recently helped you through something, talk about that and just thank them for that, okay? It doesn't have to be a 4-page letter, Aaliyah style. It can just simply be acknowledgement of thanks and gratitude. You want to do that type of thing because it lets, sometimes so many of us go through our days feeling unseen, feeling unheard, and it just lets your friends know that I see you, I hear you, I love you, I appreciate you. And we all need that sometimes, okay? So that's just helping you to create better relationships and to really live in those relationships and feel good about those relationships. The art of writing handwritten notes and letters is just, it misses us now. We'd rather text, we'd rather send an email, we'd rather send a message on Facebook. So I think that care that you would take to send someone a handwritten note, that wouldn't be lost on them, okay? And lastly, we're coming to our last tip for 10 things you can do now to mix up your life. The last one is set up a timeline to reach out to arrange a meeting with someone you admire. Reach out to someone you admire, and you're setting yourself a timeline because you want to have the action, you want to have the follow through, you want to make sure that you actually do it, okay? That's the key there. So it doesn't have to be someone that is like crazy successful in business or in just life period. It can be just someone that you admire, someone that you just want to spend some time with and have a conversation with. Look, if you don't know this person, it doesn't hurt to reach out and try. If you know this person, I'm sure it will be welcomed for you to reach out and for you guys to spend this time together. But a lot of people, when it's someone that they admire that they don't know and they've never met in real life, they get intimidated like, oh, I don't want to email this person. I don't know what they're going to say. They probably will never respond to me. Just take a chance. At the end of the day, we're all human. We all have feelings. We all have emotions. Play to those emotions for this person. Just let them know why they potentially impacted you, why you look up to them, why they're a person of importance in your world or in your life, and then let them know that you would love a chance to meet up with them and connect with them and just vibe. Like, you don't have to have a motive behind it. You don't have to be meeting up because you think it will be beneficial for you in your career or something like that, or another area of your life. Just meet up on the strength that you admire this person, for whatever the reason is, okay? Well, that does it for my list of 10 things that you can do now to mix up your life. Now all that's left to do is just to get to it. Start taking some action. If you head over to switchpivotorquit.com, you will see that Pick My Brain sessions are now available with me, your chief encourager, Ayana Angel. They are one-on-one 60-minute sessions that are a hybrid of consulting and coaching. That is where you will get the best out of me. We can talk everything from digital marketing to podcast development to podcast growth, social media strategy, book publishing, marketing and promotions, DIY publicity, pitching, planning, execution, anything that you are thinking, hey, I could really use somebody to bounce these ideas off of and some expert advice in terms of what direction I should go in, what would potentially work, what might not work. I have an idea, but I'm not really sure about how it will pan out. Go ahead and book your 60-minute Pick My Brain session with me now.